We are reading Matthew 7, 13, 14. Enter ye in at the strait gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leads unto life, and few there be that find it. These words are spoken by the Lord Jesus Christ. They describe the travels of humanity. They describe the roads of life that we choose. They describe the gates through which we will enter into our eternal existence. There is the wide gate and the broad way. Jesus says that this particular way leads to destruction. And Jesus further declares that many will travel this road. Many will be destroyed in the last and final day. In the day when we stand in the judgment before the Lord Jesus Christ and our eternal fate is decided, many shall be brought to destruction. For in their lifetime they have chosen to travel the broad way and enter the wide gate. But there is also the straight gate and the narrow way. Jesus says that this way leads unto life, and the travelers are few. There will be few who find this way. There will be few who travel this road. There will be few who enter through this gate. When the great judgment is brought to pass, few will go to heaven. Few will spend eternal life with the Lord Jesus Christ. The gate through which we must enter is the narrow gate, and the road that we must travel is the narrow road. Jesus says that this road leads unto life, and his word of exhortation is, enter ye in at the strait gate. It is the desire of the Lord Jesus Christ that we travel the narrow way and that we enter through the strait gate. It is the hope of the Lord Jesus Christ, in fact, the very reason for his death upon the cross, that we must choose life over destruction. We are to enter in at the strait gate. Who is able to enter through this gate? Who are those who travel this road? Who are those who will be blessed with eternal life in the last and final hour when the judgment has transpired and the fate of humanity is decided? They who will enter the gate are the believer. John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The final verse of this third chapter of John, verse 36, says, He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Both of these verses of Scripture declare that we must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. God sent his Son into the world so that the world might be saved. God Almighty sent his Son into the world so that we might have everlasting life rather than perishing. Jesus says, Those who believe not shall perish. Those who believe not shall not only not see life, but also the wrath of God will abide upon them. God desires that we believe on him. Jesus performed many miracles, many divine works while he lived upon the earth. All of these works are a testimony in John 20:30-31 to the fact that he was the Son of God. John writes, Many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. The verdict of Scripture is that those who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ shall have life. These are those that hear Christ. They follow Christ. They believe that indeed Jesus has come into the world to be their Savior. They believe that Jesus is the Son of God. They believe that Jesus has been divinely appointed by Almighty God unto the mission of redemption. The signs that Jesus performed, the miracles that he worked, all of the healing that he did, was to prove, to give evidence that he was the Son of God. We are to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. At Acts 16 and verse 31, where an individual had asked the apostles what he must do to be saved, the answer was given, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." Jesus is the one upon whom we must believe. Jesus is the Savior appointed by God. We must believe in Jesus as the Savior. We must believe in Jesus as the Christ. At Acts 8 and verse 37, a man who had heard the preaching of Philip, and the subject of that preaching was Jesus, asked if he could be baptized. At verse 37 of Acts 8, Philip said, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." This is the confession of faith that we must utter with our mouth. This is the declaration of faith that we must give. Faith is born in our heart, but we confess with the mouth what we believe, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Romans 1 and verse 16, Paul writes, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." The gospel is the message of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. The Bible affirms that this gospel, this message, this spoken word of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation to everyone. To everyone? No. To everyone that believeth. The believer will enter the gate, because the believer will walk the narrow way. We believe in Jesus, and we confess with our mouth that faith that Jesus is the Son of God. Those who will enter into the gate are the obedient. Not only must we believe, but we must obey. Our faith must work. Our faith must act. We are to have a living faith, not a passive faith. We are to believe that Jesus is the Christ, and in believing that he is the Christ, we are to be obedient to his will. We are to hear the word of Christ, and we are to obey the word of Christ. We are to do that which the Bible teaches. The Bible is the instruction that God has given to humanity that declares his will, and that will is to direct our lives and to govern our hearts. We must walk accordingly. A road must be walked. The way of which Jesus speaks, this narrow way, must be traveled. It must be traveled by those who are in obedience to the will of God. Later in Matthew chapter 7 at verse 21, Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." We hear that many make profession in that day as to what they have done for Jesus, but they had not done the will of the Father. They had not obeyed the will of God. They had done many wonderful works. They had preached in the name of Jesus. They had cast out devils. They had done much good during their lifetime. But Jesus said, "Only those who do the will of my Father shall go to heaven." They had not done the will of the Father. Even though in their mind they were engaged in many marvelous good works that no doubt benefited humanity, they were still, in the words of Jesus, workers of iniquity, and they were not allowed to enter through the gate into the city. Hebrews 5:9, "And being made perfect..." This passage is speaking of Jesus. Jesus has been made perfect through the sufferings that he endured, the afflictions through which he passed, the ridicule and the rejection of humanity made Jesus perfect. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Jesus is the author of eternal salvation. Through Jesus, eternal salvation has come. His blood has provided eternal redemption. His blood has provided a lasting sacrifice for all of humanity to redeem our sin and to forgive our sin. This salvation is to those who obey him. Not all will be saved because not all will obey Jesus. Many will profess to know Jesus. Many will profess to follow Jesus. Many will claim to do the work of Jesus, but they have not truly obeyed the Lord. Jesus will only save those who obey him. We must obey Christ. We must hear his word and do what his word teaches us. In Revelation 22 and 14, the scripture said, "Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city." God says those who will enter through the gates into this marvelous city of heaven, this city of delight, this city of bliss, this city of happiness and contentment, this city where no sorrow ever comes, this city where God dwells and where Jesus will abide and where they sit upon the throne of glory, is only available to those who do his commandments. The commandments of Jesus must be known. The Bible must be read. It must be studied. It must be understood, and it must be lived. We must obey what Jesus has said. The obedient will enter through the gate. The faithful will enter the gate. Not only must we believe and must obey, but we must be faithful. We must live a faithful life unto the commandments of God. Our life must be guided and controlled and governed by the commandments, by the will of God. Revelation 2:10 says, "Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." God is writing to his church. His church is going to pass through trial. His church is going to suffer tribulation. Their faith is going to be tested. Their obedience to God is going to be tested. And God says, even in the face of this severe trial of faith, you must be faithful. You must continue to believe. You must continue to obey. Regardless of what happens in our life, regardless of the circumstances that transpire, we must be faithful to God. We must not give up on God because God does not give up on us. Matthew 10:22, Jesus said, "Ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake." Can you imagine that Jesus instructed these disciples and informed them that they were going to be hated of all men simply because they followed him? "But he that endureth to the end shall be saved." The word "endureth" implies that we must overcome. There is an obstacle, and we must overcome that obstacle. There is a race that must be run. There is a fight that must be fought. There is an enemy that must be defeated. "He that endures to the end shall be saved." Jesus is speaking of faithful, godly living. We must continue to walk in the way of God. In every aspect of our life, we must obey God. And when the trials come and the troubles come, and when we are tempted to do that which is evil, and when we are threatened to turn away from God, we must abide faithful unto him. Galatians 6 and verse 9 said, "Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." We are to continue to do well. Our life is to be spent in well-doing. We're either going to do evil or we're going to do good in life. We must do good. And we must continue to do good. We shall reap if we faint not. We must not faint. We must not grow weary. We must not be overcome with the trials and the difficulties and the afflictions of life. We must continue to fight. We must continue to run. We must continue to endure. We must continue to overcome, for the faithful will enter through the gate. Jesus said, "Enter ye in at the strait gate." The obedient will enter. The believer will enter. The obedient will enter. And the faithful will enter. We must believe in Jesus Christ. We must obey Jesus Christ. And we must be faithful to Jesus Christ. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.